scrapped into it. So, I'd be happy if they would have brought them out of home.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Guess I'm not clean up tonight. I'm Dr. Jessica Parker. I live at 725 North Lincoln Road. I'm a member of the broader community, not the immediate community. I appreciate the recommendations made by county staff to deny all these waivers. I appreciate that. And based on the recommendations by county staff and meeting agenda package from community feedback check tonight, I respectfully request that the MBTA vote to recommend denial of all of the waivers requested in meeting that's 260451. Because satisfying the conditions identified by Public Works, the Fire Prevention Board, the Planning Staff, and the community will require updates to the tentative map and the site plan. I also respectfully request recommending denial of the tentative map, TM-26-500106. Until these are updated, I ask you to recommend holding the plan amendment, PA-26-700. There should be three zeros there. 3-4, and the zone change, which is consistent with Commissioner Kirkpatrick's comments. And I really appreciate your comments as well. And I want to make sure that goes on the record, because sometimes we don't always see eye to eye, and I want to make sure we send some appreciation away. And I've heard that tonight. Thank you. Thank you.
Anyone else? Comments from the board. Across the street, they're 1-2s. Below are, most of them are above 2-0. And then across Lewis, they vary from 1 to 2 acres, half acres to 2 acres on the Lewis side.
So these lot sizes are considerably smaller than what's in the surrounding area.
Except for across.
Except for Alma.
Yes, for Alma.
They're still smaller.
About a quarter or a fifth of an acre.
Yeah,
all down Lewis, it's either 2 or 3 acres.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think these lot sizes are too small for our rural area.
I also believe
that, as many of these other people have said, that there's a lot of things that need to be looked into. Electricity capacity, can we provide the electricity for 82 homes? I don't think so. Can we provide sewer, if the infrastructure that's needed? I agree also with Marilyn Kilpatrick that they need to come back with zoning and design.
I'd like to just address some of the comments, if I may.
Okay.
And just some of, I think, the misunderstandings in the process of the zoning entitlement process. So I just want to make it clear that approval ultimately of this project for entitlements does not allow you to just go build tomorrow. You got to go through plan check, the tentative map. So what the gentleman referred to with the will serve from the water district, from sewer, that is a part of the mapping process. So once the tentative map is approved, it goes forward and it must be signed off. So of course, if there's not water, there's not sewer, this doesn't get built. If there's not electricity, this doesn't get built. Our roads were built to fire code standards. They're built up to that. But again, if they're not, this does not get built. You can't build a community that's not up to fire code standards. I think also too, while we pointed out some of the waivers, it's also notable that there's not waivers for all of the other things that are being called out in terms of there's no waivers of setbacks. There's no waivers of parking. There's just the waivers that are before you. Staff has reviewed this. Staff has allowed this application to move forward because we do meet those. So also too, I'd like to put on the record that I appreciate staff's recommendation for the plan amendment, because as noted, that plan amendment is already existing generally on 75% of the site, allowing again up to 18 dwelling units per acre. So I want to address the misconceptions that we're just maximizing the density. This is half of what is already allowed on 75% of the site. We're not just coming in and maximizing it. That's allowed greater than, and that's existing on the site. We're not asking to change the majority, just that one strip that's already planned for that. Additionally too, I appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on the zone change. There's been comments that we don't have the design review here tonight. There is a design review application. It's contained in the staff report. And I appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on the design review. Lastly, the reason that there is a recommendation for denial on the tentative map was due to the fact of the lots on Lewis Avenue. As someone pointed out, Lewis Avenue, first of all, is not an arterial. It's a collector street, but it is correct that you cannot back out into a collector street. That is why we worked with Public Works to put in the turnarounds to address that concern so that it is in conformance. So the concern currently with the tentative map, we have revised our plans. That turnaround will be in there. There still will be a condition of approval, but the one concern related to staff's analysis with the tentative map has been addressed. So again, I do appreciate staff's overall recommendation and just want to make sure the characterization of that is clear, that staff is recommending approval on this project.
Excuse me, I'd like to rebut your characterization of this avenue based on the master plan. It is an arterial. And I would be happy to submit that to the record. It's labeled as an arterial, which is...
And also, again, staff would not let us proceed if you're not able to. We have addressed our concern on the Lewis Avenue.
She just needs to get up. Yeah, come up to the microphone, please. That's a mom voice.
Overton, Nevada, and PERKIOS. I want to know if you would mind please walking us through that for just a minute, because it looks like if one of those houses catch on fire, how are they going to get to the backup? Or if an ambulance goes in there and bottlenecks again, how are they going to get out of there? It doesn't look so dangerous to me. I don't understand how to be safe. Can you show us?
It's, again, the road standards are built out to fire code. And again, as mentioned previously, if they can't get back there, we need fire sign off on this as well. If it did not, if that's not able to, can't build the project. So I understand your concern. We're not trying to build it without fire sign off.
But it's not just that. There's a bottleneck in there when you can't get out the other side of it.
We're actually closed to the public right now. We're going to let him finish his rebuttal, then we're going to do our votes. Thank you. Okay. Do you have anything else?
No, happy to answer any questions.
Okay. My notes that I've written down and concerns. Sidewalks, I think because of these homes are going to be single family homes, they're going to have children in them. I think that is a major importance, especially in this area. There's a lot of children who live in that area already on Alma. It is a very popular family residential area, especially for new families who will have a lot of children. Lighting, I agree, we don't want light pollution, but I think with sidewalks and safety, lighting needs to be addressed as well. And I think the sidewalk also has a buffer for safety for the homes of ingress and egress and all that. So I think sidewalks are very important, especially on Moab Valley Boulevard, Lewis, and Alma.
We do have a detached sidewalk on Moab Valley.
On one side, okay.
Yeah, there'll be landscaping, so it'll have a buffer too, so you're not on the attached sidewalk where you're walking right next to the road. There's 5 feet of landscape, then the sidewalk, and then some additional landscape.
Hey, there's also an irrigation ditch.
Right.
Right there.
On the other side of that, yeah.
On the other side, okay. That takes down part of your acreage.
Does anybody know, is that an active ditch or is it?
Yes.
It is still active.
They would probably bury it. They would have to be buried to the property owners. Okay. Okay. Any other questions from the board?
I have something to say. I think that the growth is going to happen no matter what. I just think that is all at once for the resources and the infrastructure that we currently have, along like our stores, our schools, the medical we have up in Wilkendale. I don't think we have the resources to accommodate. That would be roughly 3 people per house, so 250 minimum. So it's like a 3% increase in population. So I think you're going to increase the congestion also because 82 homes have 2 cars per home, 162 cars now added to that area. That's going to create a lot of congestion.
Yeah, raise our cost up on fuel because gas stations will want that extra money.
Mm-hmm. And so we will be subject to traffic impact analysis, and if there's mitigation required, that will be on the developer to put in mitigation efforts. I think also too, going back to the Moapa Valley plan, that is why this site was designated with the compact neighborhood previously, because of its location to Moapa Valley Boulevard. So I do think, if not this location, then where it was meant to be in those high transit corridors.
So I think compact neighborhood maybe means different things to us. Right. As a rural community, I don't think, as I've heard, most people are opposed to having housing. They have children and grandparents and people who, housing is an important thing in our valley. But I think doing it with us and instead of to us is something that is important to us as well. And yes. Listening to the community. There are a lot of things with this proposal. So I don't think they're against having it. I just think they're against some of this stuff, and sometimes don't get hurt. And this specifically, because of our infrastructure, is very important to us. I think that there needs to be more information. Probably the hammerheads are a concern for me. I have a family of first responders, and not having the ability for a fire truck to turn on those corners and to, I've had to call the ambulance many times myself, and it's not a perfect science. It's usually pretty messy. And I think that's a concern for me as well. I'm also thinking of our roads in and out of town. We have one way in and out. Yeah, that's it. And more congestion on the roads. Like I said, I'm open to building starter homes, not 3,500, 4,000 square foot homes. We need something for starter homes for our young people. And definitely not on such tiny lots if we're going to be putting families in. Okay. I think at this time, we need to figure out how we're going to make our motions. We need more information. Right. I'm going to make a motion that we hold PA 2670034, ZC 260450, WS 260451, and TM 2650106. As they are written, we'd really like some answers to some of our questions. Traffic study, fire, police, schools, water, electricity, and entrances. We're going to hold them right now until we can get some more questions answered.
That is my motion.
I believe these items move on to the plan commission.
Yep, they get our recommendation though. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Sid, you still move on to Clark County? I think it's on the first.
October.
9/1.
September.
Yeah, September 1st. Then we'll get the list to our neighbors.
Thank you so much for coming out. We appreciate coming out and giving us information and communicating with us. That is huge for you to come and
yes.
I think for our community that we want to work with you and have healthy roads.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. We do have. Okay. Right now we have no general business. So we're going to move on to comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or votes can be taken. We do have a constituents here from the VFW, Elwood Perkins Post 8336, and the Rotary. They've got some exciting information for us. Come on up, gentlemen.
All right, I hope it doesn't be a good news story. M4, 565 Wyatt Road, that's dwelling. I'm blessed that I'm a, for those that don't know, I'm a resident of Overton and blessed to be the current Rotary president. And Rotary is definitely a service-minded organization. And we have something exciting just we wanted to inform the public about, the neighbors about. The VFW and the Rotary have been working together for years to improve our tank site. We refer to it as our veteran or first responder tribute site. I think all of you saw over the last couple of years, we got the tank painted. The county did some awesome work helping us. Thank you, Judy, getting repairs to that sinkhole. So we've really done a great job of maybe making that a better spot for the community. Now we're moving on to phase 2, 3, and 4. And so my piece of tonight is I'm honored to let you know that the Rotary a couple of years ago planned to do some downtown kiosks. And these kiosks are informational kiosks. You have a little black and white flyer in front of you. The kiosk is hopefully a first of many to highlight our history in downtown. So, so where we're at is the Rotary has, we've paid the 50%. The county is working with us to get that kiosk put in front of the campus. And I wish I had more handouts for everybody, but I think the town board will probably put some of this information out a little bit. Can I pass one of those around?
Does this have a map?
Yes.
That's great. Yes, the map is important.
My apologies, they're black and white. But my phone printer turned out all right, so what I want you guys to walk away with is there's service organizations in our community that have been working for years to try and improve our rural lifestyle. Right? And one of those things is we're just starting with the tank. The VFW is the stewards of it. Right. And the county owns the property. So between the county, the VFW, and the Rotary, we're funding this for the kiosk. The kiosk, as you see there, I know it's not large enough to see the but it's a kiosk meant for visitors or locals. Why one side is a map showing where the historic items in that area around the kiosk are, and the other side of the kiosk talks about those historic items. And so between the VFW and Rotary, and with the county's help, we have a list of about 214 historic items just around that kiosk. So I'm hoping that we put this up, if everything goes well, I'm hoping that the VFW and the Rotary can get this installed in front of the tank for Veterans Day. So we're all going to be downtown and hopefully have a ribbon cutting. And I'm hoping that everybody likes it enough that they say, let's do more.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to leave you with is I think this is going to be neat for the community. I really, really love our history. And this kiosk, I hope, is going to help pass that along to everybody that visits us. All right, on a side note, we get almost 3 visitors a day into the tank.
Oh, yeah, it's a tourist attraction.
Oh,
sure,
yeah.
Take a picture. It is. You pour it off there and take your picture with it.
Yeah, exactly. So it is an attractive spot. So.
Yes.
All right, thank you for the more than 3 minutes. I just want to say we're going ahead. I'm hoping we'll get
Board, I may need a few more minutes than 3. So I'm going to make it as quick as possible.
I'm talking.
So, can I stand over here and talk to everybody?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
I talk loud enough. I don't think you guys need a microphone with me. So I'm Phil Mullins, current commander of VFW Boat Elwood Perkins, Post 8336. I've been in the Valley now 10 years. I'm super excited how the VFW is going in our community. I've really wanted to make a change of the community image of VFW. I want it to be more community service and veteran service driven. So part of what we're doing, part of what my goal of the VFW and the Rotary and just community involvement is part of this project. So we were presented the opportunity by the Nevada Arts Council to obtain a grant for the amount of $15,000 for a downtown America 250 related mural. The county reached out, we were able to secure this. So this project supported by a $15,000 grant from the Nevada Arts Council in partnership with the National Endowment for the Arts. This funding provides us with an exciting opportunity to create a lasting piece of public art that will become part of our community for years to come. So the proposed mural will be located at the Clark County Building, 290 South Wampa Valley Boulevard, next door, right behind the tank. The project will incorporate the west, south, and east walls, so this, you know, side of it, the back wall won't be at this time. So it's going to create a substantial and highly visible public art installation in the heart of our community. The mural is intended to be more than simply just an attractive addition to the building. It's going to tell a story of who we are, where we came from, and where we hope to go as a community. An important part of this project is that the final design will be influenced by community outreach and engagement. We want residents of Wampa Valley to have an opportunity to share their ideas about the people, places, events, traditions, history, and hopes that make our community unique. The artists selected for the project will use that community input along with the goals of the America 250 initiative to develop the final mural design. Our goal is for residents to look at the finished mural and recognize their community and their story in the artwork. To be successful, it's truly going to be a community effort. We hope the community members, local artists, art enthusiasts, veterans, students, organizations, and others who would like to contribute their time and talents or knowledge will come forward and become involved. We are especially interested in hearing from local artists who may be willing to donate some of their time or artistic skills to help make this project possible. There may be opportunities to assist with preparation, painting, design elements, other aspects of the project. The $15,000 includes the artist fees, supplies and materials, protective UV and anti-graffiti coatings. I'm hoping we don't get a lot of graffiti out here, but we still have to, as the Nevada Arts Council, we still have to prepare for that. So because the grant funds must cover all these needs, community participation and donated time will be extremely valuable. Every contribution of time, talent, and community support can help us make the most of this grant and this project. So a little bit about the America 250 themes. The rule, our history, so the mural can recognize the significant historical influences that shaped Nevada, Moapa Valley, and its communities, and how those communities have contributed to the larger story of the United States. So this could include local history, people, places, traditions, and events that have helped shape the Moapa Valley as we know today. One of the things I'm hoping to see on there is a tribute to Elwood Perkins. He's our namesake is the VFW Post. There's a lot of history with Elwood in this valley and the Perkins family. So I definitely want to see some of that in there. We have a lot of abilities to do this. So the second theme is our community today. So this can highlight current community engagement and activities. You know, organizations, residents, volunteers, businesses, veterans, and community leaders. So we can recognize those efforts and illustrate the importance of working together. And then the third theme is our future and looking forward. Again, I'm blowing through this. I don't want to keep you guys all night, but I want to let the community know what's going on with this project. So the mural can showcase how Overton, Moapa Valley, Nevada, and our nation are moving forward toward the concept of a more perfect union. This gives us the opportunity to recognize our hopes and aspirations for future generations and to show our community continues to grow while preserving the values and traditions that make the Moapa Valley unique. A central element of the project will be recognizing men and women from our community who have served our country. As again, we've talked about it being a veteran tribute site or first responders, EMS, all of that can kind of combine in one, and I hope to roll it all into one. Our veterans are an important part of Moapa Valley's history and America's story. Their service and sacrifice have helped protect the freedoms and opportunities we enjoy today. So the mural will be a lasting opportunity to honor those who have served and recognize the connection between their service, our community, and the nation as we are celebrating our 250th anniversary. So because the grant requires the project to be completed by December 31st, 2026, we are on a very strict timeline. I wish we had gotten this early in 2026. I'd have a little bit more time to do this, but artist selection and project timeline. So August through the end of September, we're going to be doing artist outreach and identification. So over the next month, we'll begin reaching out to potential artists. We'll be looking for the main art or the head artist of this project to see it. We do have the Nevada Arts Council helping us as well. So that's, you know, they've got some people who sign up to do America 250 murals. I'm hoping we get some local people involved too, and that helps keep this a community effort. So we'll have an artist selected by the end of September. October, we get design and approval. You know, we want to, during October and even September, we're going to be doing community outreach and input. I'm going to run an article in the paper. We're going to be doing multiple social media shares, trying to get everybody's input. We're going to have a small board, VFW, Rotary members, some community members that are going to kind of make the final decision on that artist design so we can...
So do you want community stories? What does it look like for their input for you? I know I'm probably asking you something that's... You haven't really...
Right, yeah. Most of it's like what we want to see. What defines Moapa Valley? History, current in the history, in current status, and in our future. What defines Moapa Valley?
Submit that to you.
As a nation, you know, as a part of our state, as a part of the nation, where are we going? Where have we been? Where are we at now? And where are we going? So
we have some heroes here.
Yeah.
That, Laura Bledsoe is one of my personal heroes. She's the reason why people get to sell things in our rural area.
Right.
You know, fork to table. You know, she stood on the floor of Congress. There's people like that in the valley that are stories I think are really important. I love this.
100%. So
yes.
We need to take all of that information and compile it into a piece of art. And once I'm done speaking here in just a minute, I'm going to show you guys a sample of what's been done in Urington, which is truly awesome. So we hope to have that review and approval process done by the end of October. So we give the artist 2 full months to work. Now, this is going to become a community project, I'm hoping. This is my goal. you know, Garen and I have already said, hey, we're going to go pressure wash the building, and we're going to, I've got Perry scaffolding, and I've, you know, I've got access to equipment. So whatever we need to do that, we do that. You know, we're going to have to join forces as a community if we can.
Where is this going to be?
What's that?
By the tank?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be the annex.
So,
it's going to be the annex.
Obviously, getting with the county in the next few weeks,
the old sheriff's
prepping, wow, that's a blank. Getting it approved by the county of what parts of the building we can paint, can we wrap through the doors, can we paint the, you know, all of that stuff is logistics that has to start coming together as we're doing artist selection and outreach. So Garen and I will be working closely on that. One part of the requirement of the grant, we have to recognize the Nevada Arts Council and the National Endowment for the Arts on the mural. The other requirement for us doing it, this is a partnership with, I took that part out, man, that really bugged me. So to retain federal money, you have to meet certain requirements to get federal grants. So the Rotary was reached out to because Garen had some, he had contact with Garen. He reached out to me. Neither the Rotary nor the VFW has a current SAMS account, which is what you have to take federal grants. So thankfully, we have Moapa Valley Family Resource Center here. They can take federal grants. So we have partnered with them via the Rotary, the Moapa Valley Family Resource Center, and the VFW to do this project. The Family Resource Center is spearheading the project along with what we call the Overton Community Council. And that's the board of executives that oversee the operations at the Family Resource Center. So for it to be a nonprofit, we have to have a board. I sit on that board as well as Penny Malone and a few other community members. So one of the things I want to make sure we see and recognize is the Family Resource Center for what they do in the Valley, and also, you know, recognize them with the mural for being able to accept the grant and make this happen. We had a little over 24 hours to get this paperwork filled out, get it signed, get it approved, and everything back in. Garen was on a motorcycle trip in the middle of nowhere. So phone call, emails, we made it happen. We get to do this for the community. I'm super excited about it. But I've already kind of went over the timeline. But what I, and we're going to be talking to several, you know, corporations around the Valley and around the area and the region. You know, if we have any businesses that want to help donate to this to make it a larger scale project and make sure we can cover the cost of this, we're going to be reaching out for those and asking, the community for help. And if they want to donate some time, even if it's just to come down and hand paint to the artist, we always come together as a community. Every time we've had a project, every time we've done something here since I've lived here, we've come together as a community. There's always members of the community willing to help. So I'm super excited about it. The kind of the theme with America 250, this is art from Stephanie LaBranche. This is 118 hours of art. This is on the building in Urington, Nevada. And this was an America 250 Nevada Arts Council funded mural. So, pass it around. So that area there, Urington has some fishing, some hunting and all that. So, there's a lot of stuff in there, the Battleborn area and that. So it kind of gives you a bit of information about how this mural can come together. My envisionment is honoring police, EMS, first responders, military and veteran, and our community. We have to tie this all together. And that's what we as America and we as Moapa Valley are all about. So I thank you for your time. I know I've gone way over. I appreciate you guys sitting here listening to me talk. If there's any questions at all, I'm available. And I look forward to this project coming around. So thank you.
Thank you all so much for coming. Does anybody want to bring up Kathleen and Dolly?
I have something I need to bring up.
Rebecca?
Okay. I don't want to say my name.
My name is simple. It's a thank you. We've come to town board meetings in the past, and I feel like different locations where I've been at other town board meetings, I feel like they did not listen to the community, and I feel like you guys did. I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Coming because really we represent you. If you guys come to the meetings, it's a struggle for us to try to understand what you really want, and you are the neighbors. This is your neighborhood. So we appreciate that you're here. Please come. Okay, and Judy has some.
Okay. Mine's not happy like all of that.
Uh-oh.
I just got notified, and this is all I know, that Republic Services say that the services at the convenience dump may be canceled or changed in the future, and we can update you as soon as we receive verified information. I got that, came across my desk. Marilyn said, Commissioner said, be sure and tell people so that it's not like one day they do it and everybody goes, we didn't know about it. I just don't know if they're canceling them, if they're going to change dates, if they're going to...
They need to provide bulk pickup at our homes. Yep.
Yeah, they're going to continue the bulk pickup at homes.
It's not the same as, I mean...
No, yeah, it's not the same as taking it there. Exactly.
Yep. I mean, we're rural. We have, our bulk is a trailer full of bulk.
Well, and part of their contract was, and originally, we would have that to make up for having to have them all the time.
One less day.
I buy that lot every day on my way to and from home. And two Republic Services guys are Monday morning taking photos of the trash that have been left there.
And see, that's
on the wrong day.
Unfortunately, people, and that's one of the unfortunate things, is it has been misused that creates this kind of a situation if they don't want to deal with it. So
I think that too, but I also know that they leave early. They only bring a few trucks. They aren't prepared for what we need. If we need more trucks there on that day, then they need to bring more trucks, or they need to do it bi-weekly like they do in town.
I thought this
we're
was
paying the same bill.
Requirement for service by Republic Services in Clark County for them to have that monthly trash pickup for our community.
And like I said, I will get it out. Sure. Anybody that's on my blind email list, which is all of you that get the agendas, I will see that you're all notified. I mean, I got it in a phone call because it was like, oh, crap, here it is. And so we didn't want to let it go until we have another meeting in a month or so. So there it is.
Yeah,
who's calling?
Name over, I think.
Let's see,
Whitney.
When I see Judy's ready to be called, I think.
There you
go. I just want to thank the VFW for what they're doing, and I want to thank the work for what they're doing also. I also want to address the dishonesty and disrespect of the developer that was here. They're a guest in our town. They didn't bother to stay till the end of the meeting for additional comments. And there are several things that they have stated that is blatantly dishonest. The zoning, they keep saying that they're reducing the density. RS20 to R2 is not a reduction. That's 20,000 square feet to 2,000 square feet lots. That's not a reduction. And they just have no respect for us. I hope that Kirkpatrick and the other commissioners will take that into account. And I intend to write a letter to Kirkpatrick tomorrow requesting that she speak with the other commissioners before this group presents to the commission. And I hope that God will support me.
I mean, this group is on the 7th of, what is it? 7th of October?
One of them was 9-1.
Yeah. 9-1, yeah, that's them, it's 9-1.
Yeah, 9-1, September 1st. So,
yeah.
Gonna, anybody that can get down there too, September 1st. Grand Central. Okay, well, again, we thank you all for coming tonight. We have one more.
I just want to put out there to anybody who is a barrel racer, wants to go to the clinic, I'm putting together a clinic for Rail Resource coming. So if you're interested at all or know of somebody, a family member who might be interested, please let me know. I still have 5 open slots for the training.
Thank you all for coming. It is now 8:40 on Wednesday, August 12th. Do we have the
next meeting? I'm trying to get guys handing me so many pieces of paper.
August 26th.
There, that sounds good to me. Yeah, and
okay.
you do have an item.
Okay, and it's 8:40 and this meeting is adjourned.
Hi, Mama. How are you? I'm surviving. That's about it anymore. Everything
went good. That went pretty well.
You and I both know the holes.
The what? I'm sorry.
Staff up here to put the chairs up tomorrow, guys.
Oh, okay.
It's
right.
Yeah.
Put it on there
and I
reject
it or not. And I can explain that to you, but I told you I should do each one, so we all together, don't need them all.
So where's Marilyn?
I'm sorry,
it's a conforming change, right? The zone change.
They think you are. Wow.
So there's a part of it that they don't.
You don't want the people think that we're using all